That's what I like about Greg. What I like about Greg. What I like about Greg. That's what I like about Greg. What I like about Greg. He really knows how to wear green shirts.
And Four Corners Brewing Company t-shirts with a rooster on it.
He goes up, down, turn around, make a dinner to romance.
Yeah.
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 We're go whispering on audio boo. Tell me all those things that I'm gonna do, cause it's true.
Oh.
That's what I like about Greg.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greggles.
It's Wednesday. It's the Wednesday version of the Greg and Greg radio show broadcast program podcast thing. And here
I prefer show trogram.
Show trogram?
Show trogram.
I
used to listen to a guy named Rocky Allen.
Yeah?
He was on in New York. And he used to have the Rocky Allen showgram.
Showgram.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big, huge fan of that combination of show and program.
You don't like showgram?
I like to just say it out. It's the Greg and Greg show, radio show, broadcast show, program thing show.
Can we shorten that?
GNGSP.
You forgot half of the things in there.
SPS.
T.
So, what's happening?
Stuff, things. It's going to help Trey move volume 2.
Yeah, how'd that go?
We're not doing it today.
Why not?
Because we're not doing it.
Is it probably because he doesn't have enough stuff to move?
No. I just don't think he wants to do it, and I don't want to do it either. I'm exhausted.
Okay.
I've been moving stuff nonstop.
It's because you're not using the forearm forklift.
Nobody wants to use the forearm forklift.
If you use the forearm forklift, things will get a whole lot easier.
So, I'm mad at you.
Why?
Because you still haven't changed your dang profile picture.
Okay, I'm going to do that immediately following this Greg and Greg show. I'm going to put up the picture of me hosing my child down in an inflatable bounce house.
Now, remember, the gauntlet has been thrown. 20 or more likes, and it remains.
Okay.
20
or less.
No, 19 or less.
You threatened violence.
No, I didn't threaten. I threatened the opposite. I said I wouldn't punch you in the face.
Yeah, okay. So either way, I'm not getting punched in the face.
Yeah, there's no threat of being punched in the face one way or the other. It's just that I guarantee you I won't if it's less than 19.
Although, why would you not? Is it because I'm bigger than you and I could pummel you like a piece of cheese?
No, you couldn't.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think I could pummel you like a
piece
of cheese?
You're so out of shape, it's ridiculous.
Hey, I went and worked out this morning, so watch out.
This morning.
B-word. Yeah, I did. I got up this morning
uh-huh.
at 5:30.
Yeah.
Did some exercising.
Okay.
What exercises
did you do?
Did some squat thrusts, some jumping jacks.
That's really going to bring the hurting down on my face.
Did some shake weight.
In your face?
No, I didn't shake weight. I did some stuff. I have a workout trainer app, so it gives me a bunch of workouts, and so I just picked one and I did it.
It went, hey, fatso.
Yeah.
Fats Domino.
It went, hey guy who hasn't been to the gym since February, since you had a baby. It's time for you to start working out again.
And you said, and you ate more
cookie dough ice cream.
No,
I did not. I this morning I had 2 egg whites with 1 regular egg in it. And I had a piece of Ezekiel bread
uh-huh.
with a little bit of butter.
Uh-huh.
That was my breakfast.
Okay.
I had a protein shake about an hour ago
mm-hmm.
For lunch. In just a little bit, I'll have a turkey burger.
Okay.
With some avocado and some cauliflower. And then when I get home tonight, that's going to be the real test because the wife is out of town again.
I've been cooking steakies.
Yeah?
In my cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
The way awesome. That you suggest.
Yeah.
The problem is, it causes a lot of smoke.
It does. You have to be very careful with it.
It comes out delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really super good.
It's probably best if you have to have a real good vent hood.
Yeah, and I don't have a real good vent hood.
Oh yeah.
So well, my apartment is filled with smoke.
The good thing is that, like, it smells good.
It smells like delicious steak.
It's like you walk in, you're like, oh my god, man, this is like a delicious steak place.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, ah, oh, do you do the caramelized onions or any of that kind of stuff?
I just made steak.
You just do steak.
Yeah, steak, and I had rice last night. Steak and rice.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's fairly healthy.
Yeah.
You know, are you doing brown rice or are you doing regular rice?
I did regular rice.
Are you doing rice in a bag?
No, I'm cooking rice.
You're cooking the rice.
I'm cooking the rice.
You know who eats rice?
Don't even say it, Russ Francis.
The Chinese.
Breaking news. Breaking news. That was your Chinese report with Rob Chickering.
Yeah, thanks.
Just saying.
I know.
I heard that somewhere.
I heard that they own pork products and movie theaters.
I read it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Russ Francis.
You can go back in prior episodes of the Greg and Greg Show to find out what that's all about.
Yes.
Because the post that we're speaking of has been removed.
Has since removed, yes.
Yeah, has since been removed.
No, I'm cooking rice in a pot.
Yeah. It's just not easy to do. Like, it takes, there's a little bit of skill. So that, like,
I am a cooker.
I know. I'm just saying, in general, if you don't.
I'm insulted that you don't think I can make rice.
No, I'm not saying that. I didn't insinuate that at all. I'm saying, if you're novice,
mm-hmm.
or you're a beginner,
mm-hmm.
cooking rice that's not in a bag is probably not for you.
2-to-1 ratio.
You know, you'll.
Water. More water than rice.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I go a little tiny bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And you just let that thing steam up.
Yeah. Do you put any butter in there?
Just the tiniest drop of it.
Or a little milkage?
No milkage.
This might sound really weird, and I just had this flashback to when I was a youth.
Flashback. Greg and Greg Show flashback.
My friend Chris, his mother used to eat rice with sugar on it.
Ew.
Have you ever done that?
No.
You should try it.
Huh.
It's delicious.
Eh.
I never thought that I would like it. But once I started eating it, fell in love with it.
Bleh.
And when I'd go to Luby's as a kid,
yep.
and we would eat there.
Zip.
How is one supposed to finish a thought with that going on?
Bing.
I would go to Luby's.
Meow.
And I would put sugar on my rice.
Floop.
Yeah, so there you go.
Zang.
Okay, now you can continue talking. I don't need your 1970s Batman sound effects between every word.
Every thought had a little noise in between it.
There's your bit right there. Why didn't you and Dave Little write that?
Because that just came to my dome.
Mr. Sound Effect Guy. He gives sound effects for everything that doesn't need a sound effect.
Yep, that's what I do. I'm sound effect guy.
That's hilarious.
And if you notice, all of them were different.
They were.
Mm-hmm.
There was no...
No repeat
There was no repeat bang, no repeat bam, no repeat plop.
Yeah.
Bazingo. Bodego.
That's a thing that you clean your butt with.
A bodego?
Yeah.
That's a butt dago.
Meh. That's like when you're talking to me about eating rice with sugar on it, mm-hmm. it reminds me of somebody saying you should have watermelon with salt on it.
That's not bad. I've
never had it.
It's just a weird... I mean, it's a southern thing, I would assume.
Mm.
I don't know if you Yankees get into the watermelon and salt.
No.
I don't know. It's just a weird flavor combination. It's like ice cream and bacon. It's the same thing.
I love ice cream and bacon.
So salt and watermelon is the same thing.
But it's like a fruit.
Yeah. I wonder if you could put salt on like your grapefruit. Or salt on your...
Grapefruit's too bitter.
Could you put salt on your banana? Would anybody want to do that?
No. I had...
I'm going to try it.
I had like my old neighbor in New York used to make...
Thanks for pointing in that direction.
Used to make cantaloupe that was wrapped in prosciutto.
Yeah.
And it was delicious.
It's totally delicious. Tara Medor Wilson, she does that.
Whom?
Tara Medor Wilson.
Medor? Damn near killed her.
Yeah. She was our wedding planner, and she made those.
Uh-huh.
She had us all over to her house once, and we were all swimming in the pool. And she's like, hey, look what I got. And I'm like, is that cantaloupe with prosciutto?
And with prosciutto?
It was delicious.
You turn into a bad guy from like a 1920 sci-fi film?
Is that
prosciutto?
Cantaloupe with prosciutto.
Bad guy in Lost in Space.
Yeah. So it was delicious. I loved it. Way to go, Tara Wilson.
Way to go. You done did it.
Yeah, it's good. Like, I want to go home and I want to start wrapping things in prosciutto.
I just want prosciutto in general.
I tried to make dried strawberries a couple weeks ago, and man, what a fail. Because it called for a little bit of, like, just a little sprinkle of salt on there, I guess, just to kind of help dry it out.
Yeah.
So I put them in there. Left them for probably 25 minutes or so for each time. So it's like you put them in for 25 minutes, and then when the timer goes off, you open the thing, like you open the door, and you let the air out so that more air can come in.
Mm-hmm.
And you do this like 3 or 4 times. So they were in there for probably an hour and 15 minutes or something like that. And I pulled them out, and they looked awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt like they were dried out. But man, they were disgusting.
Mm.
Tasted like burned salty strawberry instead of tasting like dried strawberry.
So disappointed in you.
I'm disappointed in that stupid idiot that put that recipe up online. What are they thinking?
Clearly not with their brain marbles.
No, their marbles had rolled out of their mouth through down their tongue out into the floor, and they slipped and fell on it and then busted their empty head shell. That's what happened.
That's a lot like what happened to my poor meatball.
What happened to your meatball?
Well, on top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese, I lost my poor meatball.
Keep going.
No, I don't remember it all.
That was pretty funny.
I do what I do.
Sometimes you're funny.
I'm funny.
That was
most
very
times.
Unexpected. I thought that you had an actual meatball story, but yet you were going to sing the meatball song. Which was good. Proud of you, little buddy.
I do what I do.
You make me giggle.
I'm glad. I think we're done here.
Yeah, we've got a few minutes left in the podcast, so we're going to go ahead and wrap it there. Check us out, facebook.com/TheGregAndGregShow. Share this with your friends, your family, your mates, your
people
pals.
People you don't like.
Your buddies. Yeah, or with people that you want to like that don't like you, because they'll be like, hey, that person likes this hilarious podcast, and those two guys are cool, so maybe the person that shared this with me is just as cool.
We say cool and hilarious in the most broad spectrum,
because
neither one of us are cool nor hilarious.
We're coolarious.
By point exactly.
All right, boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.